I'm Marcia Maycumber, and we have our next guest with us. I am so excited to welcome back to the show. Susan Kirsch is back with us. She, of course, is president, founder, and CEO of Catalyst for Local Control. And, of course, on Mondays, you too can join in and learn what's going on in local politics, state politics. Have your say on what your concerns are, et cetera, at the Catalyst Call on Mondays at 5 p.m. That's when it all goes down. Susan, welcome back to the morning show.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be here.
Good morning. Good morning. So good to have you back again.
Thank you.
I know that you have been very busy following what is going on in local news and various programs. In fact, there are some coming up with Neighbors United SF that you have coming up and some others. What would you like our listeners to know about? What's on your radar right now?
Well, thank you for starting out with who's coming up. You know, one of Catalyst's mission is, well, three of our missions: educate, engage, and empower. And a part of how we're doing that is to bring in some of the remarkable leaders from around the state for the Monday night Catalyst calls. So it's not a long time commitment, but it gives people a chance to tap into some of our best thinkers around how do we keep coming together to be able to work to protect our communities from the onslaught of legislation that is mostly protecting big investors, not communities. So tonight we're also doing something just for our listeners, which is called It's Your Turn. So tonight is the chance for anybody who I don't schedule as a regular guest to come on and to have, you know, not a lot of time, but maybe up to 3 to 5 minutes describing about what they're doing in their communities. So mm-hmm. I know tonight we'll have people talking about what's happening in San Francisco and what's happening in Southern California. And then next week is when Lori Brook, who is a remarkable organizer, co-founder of Neighborhoods United San Francisco, is going to be talking about the way in which they're organizing to challenge the extreme and unnecessary height limitations that are being put on buildings in San Francisco. And I would guess many of your listeners can identify with that idea of height
yeah.
and extreme measures under the guise of saying, oh, we need it for, and they often throw in the word affordable, we need it for affordable housing. But that more and more we're discovering yeah. that these projects are not affordable for wage earners, the retail workers. So she's going to be a really great person to listen to, I think, mm-hmm. in terms of what she knows about organizing. And then the following week, on March 23rd, we're going to be featuring Chris Moore, and we're offering people another tool for their toolbox in terms of community efforts, which is going to be how to use recall campaigns to, if in your community you're mm-hmm. noticing that your elected city council members or boards of supervisors seem to be more supportive of the draconian measures coming out of Sacramento than they are working with the community to protect what community wants for safety, for fire and flooding issues, and for infrastructure expenses, then Chris Moore is someone, let's see, he's already won a case against the Alameda County District Attorney, who mm-hmm. Pamela Price, who was withdrawn or who was recalled because of a campaign, and also Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao. So he's yep. got a track record, and in terms of how desperate the times seem to be for many people, you know, he's coming up on March 31st.
Right.
And then packed into that is right after Lori Brooks next week on the 24th, you know, we're urging people to attend a Zoom event that goes from 6 to 8, which is going to be featuring just this amazing Canadian writer, Patrick Condon, who's written a book about broken cities and the way in which housing costs are totally out of the hands of communities because investors have been able to turn land into a commodity which in, with the, that they want to invest and own and profit from, rather than a former vision of land as being a utility that was supposed to be available to everybody in yeah. little bits and pieces. So we've got, I'm really, really proud of the way in which we're building this network for education.
Yeah, it's exciting because this is a great opportunity, particularly for those who, you know, aren't necessarily ready yet to dip their big toes or their whole foot in the water, and they just want to do the big toe or their elbow for a minute. Yes. You can lurk on these Zoom calls, you know, and just listen into what people have to say and ask a question here and there as you try to build your knowledge about how all of these issues work and where you can gain influence on these matters.
That's a really good point. And it's one of the ways in which I really appreciate Zoom meetings for its capacity to bring together people from all over the state and from big cities and little cities. But also the way in which I encourage people, and they're really good about this, of using chat. That yeah. if you hear one person saying something that you go, oh, I want to know more about this idea or how they did it, you can use chat to offer your own contact information or to request that they give you their contact information to be able to get more conversations right. and action right. moving forward.
Right. Because all of these issues, as you know, from all of our time talking directly with you and then also when we've had some joint things with Fred, is it takes a while to get your learning curve going to figure yes. out where the resources are to expand your knowledge, to fill in the puzzle frame so that you can start understanding where you can fit in and where you can take action.
Yeah. And two things about that. One is that it's not surprising that it's so hard to keep up. Like, I was just looking at California legislation on housing that is being considered in 2025. I mean, there are 65 housing bills alone,
yeah.
in addition to 24 bills around CEQA, 12 bills around fire, 10 bills around taxes. I mean, this ends up totaling, I don't know, 150 bills or so that are being introduced, many of them in little piecemeal fashion, yeah. like really 65 housing bills. And when you think of counting on government to set policy, like what they're doing is micromanaging in a way that a business would never tolerate
right.
this much micromanagement. And as that's going on, housing is getting more expensive and less accessible to people because affordable, at least here in Marin County, I think it's like $141,000 is 80% of average medium income.
Right.
So someone making minimum wage at, what, $60,000 a year, this is right. not for them. And so as much as our heart goes out in knowing we need some interventions that make it possible for them to have safe and secure housing, what we are getting proposed with legislation in California is not meeting that bill.
So,
and if I can give you one example of
sure.
how that playing out, and just for listeners on this call to be aware of, you know, like many people are probably already aware of JPAs, Joint Power Authorities.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening in many counties, and here in Marin is where I know this best, is that there is a Marin County Public Finance Authority, a county public finance authority, which is set up as a JPA, which means that ultimately, if the efforts of the JPA, the Joint Powers Authority, doesn't work out, the expense for a project that is being proposed will fall back to taxpayers to have to bail out the program.
Yeah.
And just quickly, the way that's working here is that there's a project that is 135 units that they want the school district to be the entity on record to foot the bill if the project doesn't pencil out. The school district, as we know, are already
So strapped for cash. Harder. Yeah.
Yes. But this would mean, and the school districts, some of them are going, oh, yeah, this is really good. We'll then have teacher housing. Look out. Anybody who hears this, look out for any county agency called a financing authority, because it means you and your citizens will be on the hook with very little guarantee that it's going to benefit you. In Mountain View, teachers, they went along with a project like that for teacher housing. Only 14 of 123 units are occupied, and the county is on the hook for $1.9 million.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
That's how serious these desperate actions are in these desperate times.
It's kind of crazy. We've been talking with Susan Kirsch. She is the founder and CEO of Catalyst for Local Control. You can join in on the meeting today at 5 o'clock. Go to catalystca.org to register if you haven't already, just so you get the Zoom link, because you need to do that in advance so that you can get that information and participate. Susan, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for giving me a chance to give the update.
No problem.